Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Celebrating 6 years is radio's small business superhero. He's a syndicated radio host, syndicated columnist, author of two books, and all-around nice guy.
He's everywhere! He's everywhere!
The most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging around with me today. It's my pleasure to be with you. Let me remind you, coming up in the show straight ahead, we've got Mr. Jack Harbour, who's one of our top salesmanship experts, who'll be with us in the show straight ahead. We've also got Rick Pinion, who will be with us, and he's going to be talking to us about financial planning. We're going to go over some other ideas that he shares with us once a month on that. And by the way, Lynn Connolly is going to be with us. She's with Office Depot. Lynn's an old friend of ours. You remember when she's been on the show before. And she's going to bring along with her Debbie Fields. You know the Mrs. Fields cookies? Well, that lady's going to be with us along with Lynn Connolly at the same time. That's coming up in the show straight ahead. I'm looking forward to getting them on the show. I'm looking forward to getting Rich Riley in here, too, because Rich and I met a couple of years ago and worked with each other at the SBA at one of the national conferences that they had. Rich is Vice President and General Manager of Yahoo Small Business. Rich, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Great to be here.
It's good to have you here. Rich, when a lot of people think of Yahoo, they think of going there to search for things and to get information, to find a map, maybe to find people. And they think of you in all those ways that you guys have been famous for a number of years, but there's a whole other side of Yahoo that people might not be as familiar with, and I wanted you to join us today to talk to us a little bit about that, because I think there's some capability that you offer that I believe could be good for small businesses, and talk to us about that a little bit.
Well, that's right. In addition to the incredible consumer experience that Yahoo offers across a range of areas, we're also a leading provider of small business services. So we provide services from domain names, business email, websites, e-commerce sites, and are a leading provider of those services. And so smallbusiness.yahoo.com is where we've put our small business side of Yahoo, and it's something that we're very focused on and have only become increasingly focused on over the last several years.
Right. Well, let's talk about that just a little bit, and because one of the things, you know, I recently met somebody who is a great resource for small business. She's written a number of books and that she could be selling herself right now. And she's a tremendous resource for small business, and she has no web address. She has no website, and her email is still Hotmail. And for some reason, she just hasn't gotten around to getting a website going. And in today's world, in the 21st century, you don't have to do that. I mean, it's easy to get represented on the web, isn't it?
It sure is. And the situation you mentioned is a fairly common one, and actually a surprisingly common one, where over half of small businesses have not brought their businesses online. But their customers are online, and they need to be online, as you mentioned. And it's really never been easier, less expensive, less time intensive to establish that online presence. In as little as a few hours, or certainly a day, someone can have an online presence and have a domain name, have a professional email address, be able to sell online. And their customers increasingly expect that if you're a credible business, that you have a professional online presence.
Now tell us the website again, the small business website at Yahoo.
Smallbusiness.yahoo.com.
All right, smallbusiness.yahoo.com. All right, now the services that you provide are ASPs, application service provider type of services?
Right, we provide all the hosting on our side.
Right.
Provide a basically set of control panels and tools to let our customers manage their sites.
Mm-hmm. And so they actually can get into their sites. They have full administration of their site.
Oh, absolutely.
That's pretty cool.
We've put a lot of energy creating very easy-to-use control panels and site-building tools that'll let somebody build their website, control their website, you know, control their email, control their domain name, et cetera.
But what if they already have a site, but they want to add e-commerce or some kind of a catalog, even if it's not totally e-commerce where people can pay for it, they just want to at least have a catalog up on the web. Can you merge the two?
Absolutely. Well, we have a product line that ranges from just reserving a domain name for that future business all the way up to e-commerce, and I mean, it's a seamless product line that you can upgrade or downgrade throughout.
Right.
So if someone wants to transfer their website to us and add e-commerce, our merchant solutions offerings, it's really a bundle where for $39.95 a month, you get a domain name, email, a website, and all the e-commerce functionality that you need.
We're going to take a quick break, Rich, and when we come back, I want you to talk to us about getting our sites, whether it's on your site or whether it's on ours that we manage, I want you to help us understand the importance and how to do a good job of putting our best foot forward online, not just in the traditional space that we have, but also not either or, but both and. And I'm going to get Rich to help us with that right after these messages. Rich Riley, ladies and gentlemen, is with us. He's Vice President and General Manager of Yahoo Small Business. 20 Tell, stay with us. We're back at 17 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and Rich Riley is our guest. He's Vice President and General Manager of Yahoo Small Business. Rich, one of the things that I've been really encouraging small business owners to do, especially those who have come into the 21st century riding on a traditional business model, and even though they had a website, it was just kind of an obligatory thing just to be able to say that they did. And, you know, maybe they don't have they haven't built out any kind of a real customer experience on their website, as you alluded to that term earlier, which I really like that a lot. And what I've been trying to encourage them to do is to say, look, you don't have e-commerce, meaning the ability for people to lay their money down, is a good thing to have. But there truly are some companies that can't really sell what they sell over the internet, like a house or something like that. But e-shopping is all part of e-business. E-business is the big umbrella, and inside of that is e-shopping. And so many people might want to come to your store to give you their money, but at night when there's nothing on television, they want to shop in your store. And I know that's something that you guys help people with as well.
Well, we do. We think it's critical for all businesses to have that professional online presence. And roughly, you know, less than 5% of small business websites out there actually are e-commerce enabled, which is fine. There are a lot of service-based businesses that don't need to actually be able to take a credit card on their site,
mm-hmm.
but do need to have, you want to have a memorable domain name, have a very professional website that's easy for a visitor to navigate and learn about your business. And that's where most businesses start, which is a simple online brochure, effectively, and also making sure that their email is coming from that domain name-based email.
Right. It's joestonecrab.com or something instead of something else. And that's really important, isn't it? That really helps to legitimize a business, doesn't it?
It really is. I think increasingly people see that as sort of, you know, table stakes credibility
mm-hmm.
in terms of for any size business, it needs to be from a professional domain name for customers to really perceive you to be a serious provider.
What are some of the things that we need to pay attention to when we're developing our e-business site, you know, whether it's got e-commerce or not? What are some of the main things that we need to focus on?
Well, you need to think of your website as really being an extension of your business, and so it certainly needs to look professional and reflect the qualities of your business that you want it to reflect. I think it also needs to be personalized, and it's a great place to tell a little bit of the story about your business and help your customers and potential customers relate to who you are and what you're about. You know, you also want to keep it fresh and make it easy for a person to find what they're looking for. So it's a poor reflection on your business, for example, if your website is outdated or doesn't have your latest product information, et cetera.
And that used to be something that was hard to fix because people who owned the website didn't always have access and control of their website. But the technology is such in today's world, Rich, that there's no reason. We should be able to have control of virtually every aspect of our website, shouldn't we?
Yeah, I think there's been a pretty big shift over the last couple years where operating a website has gone from something that was really only for the technically savvy and a relatively expensive undertaking to something that's really been made very, very easy over the last couple years and far less expensive. And so today, a person with very minimal computer experience and who does not know what even HTML means can build and maintain a very professional-looking website.
Right. What about adding content? Isn't that important, having some kind of content for your shoppers?
It certainly is. And so shoppers want to, they want to use your website as a place to learn about your business, to learn about your products and services.
How to use them, technical information, that sort of thing?
Absolutely. And then to go back if they have questions about it. And it can be a very efficient way for you as a small business to deliver that information, rather than having them call you from everything from how to get to your store to, you know, the owner's manual or how to use something that you may have provided them. The web is a very, very efficient place to deliver that.
You know, Rich, I hear small business owners complaining about how, you know, what's the world coming to? People are doing all this shopping online, all this buying online. And they rail against that, but the truth is that's the best defense that they have. I mean, a lot of people are making money just being online, but still, when we live in our communities, Rich, we still like being able to go to the place where we can find that technical support in a real live person who knows our name. And when you combine that power of a real live person face to face with the power of being able to get to access your company online, that's a pretty powerful competitive advantage, isn't it?
Oh, it certainly is, and we certainly think that e-commerce is just an extension, in many cases, of your offline business. And your customers, in many cases, want to be able to purchase from you that way. As you mentioned, some people, it's more efficient for them to do something overnight than during business hours. But giving your customers that choice and that flexibility to learn about things, to actually make the purchase online, is just a better way of serving your customers. In many cases, can also expand the market that you're able to cover,
mm-hmm.
small business.
As Dan Burris has taught us, ladies and gentlemen, when he's been on the show, it's not either or, it's both and. It's the traditional and the online, the traditional and the 21st century stuff. And you gotta blend the two of those. And Rich, if you're not the one, you know, as I tell people, if you're not the one to do this, if you're really having trouble getting through this, find somebody in your organization, hire somebody in your organization that doesn't have such a problem with it, that is a little more web savvy, a little more 21st century savvy, and put that person in charge. And then, of course, then when they marry up with an organization like Yahoo, that can sort of take a lot of this off of their plate, a lot of this technical stuff off their plate, and the hosting, then they've really got a lot of the problem solved, haven't they?
I think that's right. Yeah, I think it is far easier to do this than most people think.
Yeah, it really is, folks. 10 till, we're going to be right back with Rich Riley. He is Vice President and General Manager of Yahoo Small Business. And that's smallbusiness.yahoo.com, by the way, if you want to check that out. Quick break. I'll be right back. Stay with us.
I'm on the road again. I ain't got no woman just to call my special friend. You know the first time I tried.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Rich Riley is our guest, Vice President and General Manager of Yahoo Small Business. And Rich, I noticed that the experts are predicting a 27-plus increase in online retail sales in Q4. That's a big jump, isn't it?
It is. And we've actually... been going like that for a couple years and seems to be continuing to be growing at that rate.
The diffusion of broadband has really brought online shopping and buying with it, hasn't it?
Broadband's making a huge difference, and most experts think broadband penetration just crossed the 50% mark.
Yeah, 3 years ago it was like 10%.
That's right, and as recently as the beginning of this year, it was in the 40% neighborhood.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, broadband customers are able to consume a lot more page views and makes that online shopping experience a whole lot easier.
Right. If somebody wanted to, let's say somebody right now standing here the 1st of December, essentially, and they said, you know, I'd like to be able to have something ready so I can do some business online in December. Can you move that fast?
You can. You definitely need to get going.
They need to call today, don't they?
They do. They need to call today and get going. But it's it is very easy these days to build a website, and providers like ourselves do offer templates that you can start from, for example. that take it from a what was once a multi-week process potentially to build a website into a few day or even a several hour kind of thing to get a simple website up and running to where you can sell online.
But certainly within 30 days, you ought to be able to have something that you can really is really functioning, shouldn't you?
Absolutely.
All right, let's talk to those people who actually do have are ready to go. They're actually doing business online, whether it's a blend of the new and the traditional or totally an online business. Let's talk about some of this holiday business that's coming up. Give us some ideas on how we can attract more holiday shoppers.
Certainly. So one of the first things you want to do is make sure your site is optimized for search engines. Increasingly, people, whether it's for the holidays or any other time of year, are searching on Yahoo and other search engines, searching for various products and services. So make sure that your site shows up in the search results. So promote yourself. I would also say make your site holiday friendly. So it's great to have some holiday imagery. Make it clear that you are a online store that is providing great gifts and service for the holidays, and you want to make it really easy for shoppers. So take your best gift ideas, put them all on one page, put them all on one part of your site, and make it very clear when you need to order by if you're a shopper.
You're talking about having a holiday suite, so to speak.
I think so. I think there's certain products that are the best for gifts, and to ship, et cetera. And go ahead and make it as easy as you can for your shoppers.
But people like that, don't they? People like that. They like for you to put them in a little room where all the stuff that they're interested in is, don't they?
I think so. And people are increasingly very sensitive with their time and want to kind of quickly get to the answer. So helping them, cut through some of the browsing and bringing forward your best ideas, put it right there. And we also find merchants very successfully using free shipping and other promotions to really help close the sale.
Right, exactly. What are some other things that we can do for our holiday, getting ready for the holidays?
Well, once your site's ready, you also want to really reach out to your existing customers and let them know that you are online, remind them about what you provide. And as I mentioned, getting listed in those search engines and potentially even buying advertising in the search engine.
I was going to say, don't keep this a secret thing. Once you get it up, don't keep it a secret. Maybe just traditional advertising is good for.
Exactly.
Like radio, right?
Yeah, radio is great and used very successfully. And online advertising also has now become very, very easy for a small business to use. And so search engine marketing is now something that can be done, you can start with $50.
Right.
For example, with Yahoo, and pick the keywords that you want your advertisement to appear on, and set your budget and put how much you're willing to pay for a lead that comes from that keyword.
That's a topic I'd like for you to come back and talk to us about. We need to be more educated. We've done a little bit of this. We talked a little bit about buying keywords in search engines, but that's gone from being a little esoteric practice to becoming it's a full-fledged industry now, isn't it?
It is. It's a multi-billion dollar service now, and it's really changed the way small businesses can market themselves. You now have a very measurable, very controllable way to advertise. There's really never been anything like it before, which has been one of the reasons for its incredible success.
Will you come back another day and explain how that works to us?
Would absolutely be happy to.
Love to have you do that. Rich Riley, thank you for being here. Give us your website before you go.
Smallbusiness.yahoo.com.
All right. Thanks, Rich. We'll see you next time.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Rich Riley, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, because without your courage, hard work, and devotion to your dreams, America would not be the greatest entrepreneurial country in the world. And remember, when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.